If you guys missed your yesterday, please listen on tape, and then any day, please listen on the tape. Johnny puts it on the computer, and it's good that we don't fall behind. Okay, very important. Someone didn't get Mara McComas in the packet. Everyone, Uri, you got? Here's Mara McComas in the packet. Pass those back out. Okay, I want to begin with the following. We learned in the Gemara yesterday that there's a requirement of Jushuk Hakira, both in Dini Mamanis and Dini Nefashis Minatayra. Okay? The Mishnah is on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah presents seven questions that we interrogate the Aiden. We take each Aiden in a separate room and ask him a series of seven questions. You know, what Yovel it was, what year it is, you know, and so on. What day of the month, right? What hour, where it was, seven questions. And that's learned from a Gzeres Shava, three Averis by Dini Nefashos. We transport the requirement of Yishuv Hakira from Dini Nefashos to Dini Mamadis based on Mishpat Echad Yelachem. That's what the Gemara says. However, the Gemara says that we suspended the requirement of Yishuv Hakira by Dini Mamadis based on what? Shalotino Delos Benfei Lavin. We didn't want people to stop lending money. And we mentioned yesterday from the Sefer Sanhedrin Ketana, the mechanism is based on Hefker, based on Hefker. Hefker Bez Nefker gives the ability of the Chum to be Okr Dover Minatar, even Mekum Vase. Normally, we pass and the Chum can only Okr Dover Minatar B'Shev Al Tase. But here we say even Mekum Vase. And therefore, because of the realm of Mamanis, and they got rid of the requirement of Yishuv Hakira, they also got rid of the requirement of what? Mumchin for Hodol Svalvos. That's the Gemara on Bezum and Bez running onto Gimla Marav, which we saw yesterday. So, we discussed at great length yesterday this concept of Drishav Chakira, and then at the end of Shir, we were beginning to explore other areas in Kol HaTorah Kula. Is there a requirement of Drishav Chakira or not? And what we, the last thing we concluded with, and I want to pick it up with that, is a fascinating concept called Eidus Kiddush HaKodesh, okay? And we know that there are Eidim that are required for testimony on Kiddush HaKodesh. Okay, the Eidim testify whether there's a new moon. Now, do you need Drishav Chakira in that realm? Now, one of the major reasons we wrote on the board that we require Drishav Chakira, the chinuch we said yesterday was to require to make sure that it's amnestic. Number one. Number three, we said, well, who said number three, Daniel? Nanot of Yehuda, correct, yes? Was to say that what you might find Aiden, we ask questions because we might trip them up and they might contradict one another. But the second reason was the Iker reason we find in the Gemara is that every Aidus must be zomable. What does zomable mean? Must be able to be caught by Aidim zomim. Meaning that if you have to answer these seven questions, what that means is that you could be caught as Adam Zomim, because the second set says you couldn't have testified about a murder in Times Square at 11 a.m. on Monday morning. You were with us in L.A. at 8 a.m. on Monday morning. That's the ignorant reason the Gemara gives in the mouth from the base as to why we require Jushim Chakira. It's in order that Adam should be Ata Yachal Azima. Okay? Those are the three reasons that we gave yesterday as to the notion of Jushim Chakira. So what I want to pick up with today is the notion of Kiddush HaKodesh, because Kiddush HaKodesh is fascinating. Why is it fascinating? In fact, the Minchas Chinuch points out, Halacha L'maisa, he points out that the truth of the matter is that you cannot apply the principle of Kasher Zoma. What does Kasher Zoma mean? Whatever they try to dish out, it's a reciprocal punishment, correct? What are you going to do with Eidim on Kiddush HaKodesh? What, they have a moon in their backyard? It's ridiculous, right? You can't implement a punishment back to them. So that brings us, and I gave it to you, we'll see if we have time to see it inside, but Tosus and Makis on Beis Amidah, the first Tosus, is bothered by the following. The first Mishnah in Makis, let's get it down, guys, okay? Says if you testified about a person that's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, and the Edim are caught as Edim Zomimim, right? They couldn't have testified that the guy was a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. It's impossible. They couldn't have testified about that, right? They're caught as Edim Zomimim. What are you supposed to do with them? Okay? What are you supposed to do with them? You can't make them a Ben Grusham and Chalutza. That would affect their all their descendants. Is that correct, Zach? So what do you do? What do you do? The Mishnah says you give them Makas. Correct. But Tosfos asks, what's going on here? That's Eidus Shiata Yachalazima. That's not Zomable Eidus. That's not Zomable Eidus. If that's not Zomable Eidus, Daniel, therefore what? How can Eidus be accepted in the first place? How can Eidus be accepted in the first place? That are caught in Zoman. That's a great kasha. So Tosfos gives two terutzim over there. The first answer is, we still call it Eidus Shiata Yachalazima. Why? Because they get Malkus. Getting Malkus because they lied makes it Eidus Shiata Yachalazima. That's number one. Malkus. That's the first teretz of Tosfos. The fact that they got Malkus. Tosfos and Malkus. Malkus makes it Kasher Zoma. Kasher Zoma means Eidus Shiata Yachalazima. And then Tosfos gives a second teretz, and he says, there are certain categories that don't need Eidus Shiata Yachalazima. Lo tzarich. It's Gzeiras HaKasuv. Lo tzarich. It's a special case. Lo tzarich Eidus Shiata Yachalazima, which is an exception to the rule. So it's a fundamental 2 days in Tosfos. Classical, we always say. Kashin the premise. Did the answer destroy the premise? Or did the premise remain? In the first answer to the question, the premise remained. The answer is it is Kasher Zoma because you got Malkus. The second teretz is the premise is wrong. You don't need Eidus Shiata Yachalazima in certain cases. And Ben Grusha Vachalutza is one of them. Okay? So the Minchas Chinuch points out that he believes very firmly that when you talk about Eidus on Kiddush HaChodesh, when you talk about Eidus on Kiddush HaChodesh, he says, I want to tell you something. When you talk about Eidus on Kiddush HaChodesh, you know what it means? I'll tell you what it means. It means, do you need Drisha V'Chakir? Do you need Eidus Shiata Yachalazima? So the Minchas Chinuch says, well, you know what? It depends on these 2 days of Tosfos. The Minchas Chinuch, I saw it this morning, write it down, Mitzvah Dalet Os Yud Gimel. Mitzvah Dalet Os Yud Gimel. The Minchas Chinuch says if these Eidim come in about the new moon, Zach, and they're caught as what? As Eidim Zomimim? They said they saw it somewhere, you know, I don't know where, in Tveria, and the other Eidim said you weren't in Tveria, you were also in Svat at that time. They're given Malkus, says the Minchas Chinuch. They're given Malkus. So he says, it depends, Lamaisa, is that called Eidus Shiata Yachalazima or not? So what does he say? He says it depends on the 2 days in Tosfos. If you hold like the first day in Tosfos, they get Malkus. We call it Kasher Zomam. If you hold like the second day in Tosfos, it's not called Kasher Zomam. And therefore, Levi, you don't need Eidus Shiata Yachalazima. You don't need it. You follow me? L'may nafkamina now. What's the nafkamina between these 2 days in Tosfos? Let's get it down. Zach, get it down. Let's get it down. What happens when you say any Odeya? Let's say one of the Eidim says any Odeya. What do we say any Odeya? In the Jewish of the Hakir, we throw the Eidim out. If they contradict each other, we throw them out. By the Bedikis, which are the detailed questions, if they say any Odeya, we throw them out. If they contradict each other, by the Bedikis, if they say any Odeya, it's good. If they contradict each other, we throw it out. That's the difference between Jewish of the Hakir and the Bedikis, we said yesterday. So again, when the Eidim come in and testify on Kiddush HaChodesh, yes? Do we call that Eidus Shiata Yachalazima or not? According to the first day in Tosfos Makis, they get Malkus. Therefore what? Therefore we call it Eidus Shiata Yachalazima. And therefore we require Drisha V'Chakir. And if they say Neodea, we throw their testimony out. According to the second day, you don't need Eidus Shiata Yachalazima in this case. Therefore if we said Neodea, we would still accept their testimony. If they couldn't answer one of the questions. Please get that down. That's the Minchas Chinuch says the Nafkamina. Would you be able to say Neodea? That's what he says. Tremendous Chiddush. And he points out that he believes in Tav Samach Gimel that the institution of Drisha V'Chakir is Gzeiras HaKasuv, and he believes, Halacha L'maaseh, you always need Drisha V'Chakir in the case of Kiddush HaKodesh. He goes back and forth. The Tumim claims in the Rambam you don't need Drisha V'Chakir for Kiddush HaKodesh, and he claims not that way. He claims it's Gzeiras HaKasuv in Minchas Chinuch, and you need it. But as to whether you call this Eidus Shatach Lazima, it's depending on the 2 days in Tosin Makis. And he claims, along with Rebbe Chon, the Kovach Yurim, and Os Shin Chofches, that they are loka when they're caught lying, Yonah. That they are loka when they're caught lying. Clear? This is the Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch that he wants to point out. Now, yesterday, we had a little bit of a problem. And I want to answer that now. That Pinchas and Ben pointed out. Let's get it. What did they point out? Why are you Chayav Malkus? Why are you Chayav Malkus by this case when Adam Zolman are caught as Adam? Because they lie. Lo san v'reacha eight shaker. Why are you Chayav Malkus? When you do Kiddush HaChodesh, there's no aid. He's not Reacha. It's a new moon you're testifying about. You follow me, Stephen? So Rabbi Kivager writes in the Tshuva, let's get it down, on Kuf Ayin Vav, you got it, Pinchas? That there is no Malkus on Eidus HaKiddush HaChodesh. He argues on that Minchas Chinuch Kovach Yurim. He says there is no Reacha. And if there is no Reacha, then the Halacha is what? You got me, Daniel? If there is no Reacha, then there is no Malkus. Okay? That's number one, Nakuda. If there is no Reacha, there is no Malkus. Are you following me? So there's a major machlokes in Achronim, Edim, that are caught lying. On Kiddush HaChodesh, are they loka or not? Minchas Chinuch Kovach Yurim say yes. Rabbi Kivager says no, there's no Reacha. That's number one, Nakuda. Number two Nakuda is the truth of the matter is that why is there Makshim? There shouldn't be Malkus. How can anyone say there is Malkus? How can anyone say there's Malkus? What's the halacha? Kasher Zomam, velo Kasher Asa. When do we say Edim Zomam happen? When there's a Gemar Din and then there's no what? Onus yet. But if there's an Onus already, it's too late. But by Kiddush HaChodesh, whenever the Beis Din Paskins, it's done already. Mekudesh, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. Whatever they say goes. So whatever they say, Mekudesh, Mekudesh, that's the Din. You're done, right? So isn't that already too late? So what's the answer to that? The answer to that is Halach L'maisa, that we assume Rabbi Kivager writes that even by Kasher Zomam, below Kasher Asa, you're still loka. So Rabbi Kivager writes in a different place in Tshuva. Actually, it's in the same Tshuva that you're still loka with Kasher Zomam below Kasher Asa. You're still loka with Kasher Zomam below Kasher Asa. You follow what I'm saying? You are still loka. So that's not a problem, Kasher Zomam below Kasher Asa. It's not considered to be a problem, Kasher Zomam below Kasher Asa. You're still loka. Halacha l'maisa. So therefore, it's not a problem. You could still be loka. The problem is, the third nikud is that why is it sheker? What is the base? What is the Gemara saying, Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chafayim and Aleph? Whatever Beis Din says goes, even if they make a mistake. So why is it, even if it's sheker, lemaisa, afilu mutoin, even if they're mistaken. So what's the answer to that? The answer to that is you're right. They still are what? You follow what I'm saying? What's the problem? What's the problem, lemaisa? It's not sheker. Whatever the Beis Din says goes. They paskin. I was based on the correct information. Why is it a problem? Why is that considered to be a notion of Losana? Wasn't Sheker. So this is what Shmuel Rozovsky says. I want you to get this down. And we're going to use this Nakuda. There are two halachas. There are two halachas that come about when you talk about Kasher Zomam. The Onish and also the Bittul Eidus. Granted, by Kiddush HaChodesh, you don't give an Onish. But by Bittul Eidus, you have a Bittul Eidus. They lied. Granted that the Psak of the Beis Din is correct. Granted the Psak of the Beis Din is correct. But they still lied. And therefore it's considered to be Efshar Lahazima Lagavi the Bittul Eidus. It's Efshar Lahazima Lagavi the Bittul Eidus. That's what it's considered to be. And therefore I'm able to, what I ask the questions, Jushu V'chakir. I ask the question, Jushu V'chakir. And therefore it's considered to be a din of what? Still considered to be a din of Eidus Shatayach Lazima. And they get Malkus. According to who? Who do they get Malkus according to? Minchasinah Kovachiru. Against Surah Bikivayr. It's no problem of Kasher Asa, because you still are Loki according to Bikivayr. It's against the Guru Sarif Sam Sofer. Guru Sarif Sam Sofer say there's no Malkus by Kasher Zamalo Kasher Asa. Rabbi Kivayr says there is. And also, is it an issue of Sheker? It's not Sheker. Whatever the Basin says goes. Fine, the Psak of the Basin's good, but they ended up still lying. And we still call it Efshel Lazima. We still call it Efshel Lazima. Halach Lamais. Okay? That's the Kiddush we want to bring out when we talk about Eidus Kiddush HaChodesh. Yes, Rudy?
Would the Basin, in the case where they resolve the end after the Kiddush HaKiddush, would they need to be bring like a Baril and Dava or whatever?
No, no, whatever they say goes, it's good. But I'm saying the Eidus... even though the Eidus were lying, we still say that it's called Kasher Zom. Okay? Now this brings us to the following, okay? Please get this. There is a topic called Ein Eid Nasa Dayin. Let's get it down. What does Ein Eid Nasa Dayin mean? An Eid cannot be a Dayin. The Gemara says that in Rosh Hashanah by Kiddush HaChodesh. Ein Eid Nasa Dayin. It's a Mefarish Adin, okay? An aid cannot be a dayan. There are many reasons why. We're not going to get into it. I'll mention two quickly. It says in the Pasuk, Vam Dishnei Anashim Lefnei Elohim. The Torah is obviously talking about two different people. Vam Dishnei Anashim Lefnei Elohim. Anashim are the Aidim, based on different guys. Correct? That's one reason. Please get it. But there's another reason. What's another reason why an aid can't be a dayan? Tosfos says in Ksubis and in Sanhedrin, because it's Eidus, She'i Ata, Yachol, Lahazima. No one's going to be Makabal Hazam on themselves. No one in their right minds. That's why an Eid can't be a diet. It's not checkable. It's not zomable. You follow me? You're not going to be Makabal Hazam on yourself. You follow me? So let me ask you a question, okay? If you hold halacha lemaaseh, and this is what's interesting about this. Let's take a look. You have your Gemara on Daf Tesem and Aleph in the middle. What does it say on Tesem and Aleph in the middle, in the Tosis? Everyone got it? Let's take a look at Tesem and Aleph in the middle. See where it says, V'omri ri, v'nira l'ri, right in the middle of this Tosis. Here. See where I, v'nira l'ri? You got it? I don't know how many lines down. It's about 12 lines down. It says Venira Lari. Tesamat Aleph. Okay? Everyone got it? Venira Lari. The Davka Eid Ameid ain't Nasa Dayan. An aid that testifies can't be a Dayan. Ava Miskavin Lloyd Lo. If you just have in mind to testify, you could be a Dayan. The time it ain't Nasa Dayan Nira. Why is it ain't Nasa Dayan Nira? O Mishum Divin Eid is Shatay Chalazima. They came in Shaidin, Ba'atman, Dunin, Lo Yirtsu, Lekabo, Azam Ale Dusum. There it is. What type of aid can't be a dying? An aid that testifies. An aid that intends on looking at a case and he's going to go testify. He can be a dying. What are the two reasons Tosfos says? Because you won't be Makabal Azam on yourself or because of a Pasuk Vam Dishnei Anashim. Everyone got that clear? Those two reasons are only shy by testifying, correct? Yeah? So let me ask you a question. Why does Tosfos use this lashon of lo yirtsu? What do you mean lo yirtsu the kabbal atzma? What do you mean lo yirtsu? What does lo yirtsu mean?
He doesn't want it.
Yeah, what does he mean don't want to? The stipler asks Yonah, and the Reb Shmuel Rozovsky asks, you don't need this, what's a lashon lo yirtsu? Even if they wanted to, they can't. Because they're Baali Dover. You know what a Baal Dover is? You're in charge of the case. So what does it mean they wouldn't want to be Makabal? They can't be Makabal. You understand, Ben? What do you mean a little yurtsu? So I want you to get this amazing pshat. You know what Reb Shmuel Rozovsky says? He's referring to Kiddush HaChodesh. What's the din by Kiddush HaChodesh? Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. But there's no Hazama there. There's no Onish of Hazama there. Right? And there's no Malkus according to who? According to Rabbi Kivayr, at least. Or because maybe the din is emes. Okay? We said, according to the Minchas Kunuk, Rebbe Chanan, there's Malkus, but according to the Givim, there's Malkus. Why do you need Eidah Shetach Alazima? Why do you need Eidah Shetach Alazima? Nochum. Not because of what? Because of an Onish, but because of what? Number two, Bittul Eidus. That's why you need Eidah Shetach Alazima. Shul Yirtzu Lekabel Halacha L'maisa. What that means is that Taisa says, Eidus HaChodesh Ein Eid Nasa Dayin. Why Ein Eid Nasa Dayin? The reason why Ein Eid Nasa Dayin is because why? Is because there's no onish of Hazama or no Malkus, but we want to be Mavatal the Eidus Ayyid Hazama, and Bittul Eidus, you're not a Baal Dover on that. The Dayin is not a Baal Dover on that. And therefore he could be Mekabel Mazama. He's not going to want to because he doesn't want to make himself into a chakra. You understand what I'm saying? There's vis-a-vis the Onish, you can't do that because you're the Baal Dover. But like Abi, the Bitlatus, you are a Baal Dover. You just don't want to do that because you wouldn't want to be a chakra. That's why Tosas used the expression Daniel Lo Yirtzu. Because he's referring to this topic of Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh is a beautiful litmus test. Because you can't zap back the Onish that they wanted to give out. You can't do that. Okay? But there is a notion of Eidah Shetach HaLazima vis-a-vis the Bittul Eidus. Legabit mimavatal the Eidus. And that's why Taisa says, Lo Yirtzu Lekabel. You see, because the truth of the matter is, if you hold like Rabbi Kiva Eger, right, why do you say Ein Eid Nasa Dayin? There's no Malkus, right? So if there's no Malkus, why Ein Eid Nasa Dayin? You know why Ein Eid Nasa Dayin? By Kiddush HaKodesh, because even though you don't say that back in Onish, but you can mavatal the Eidus. The Bitlatish Shabbat. That's what we want to try to do. That's the Bitlatish Shabbat. So this brings us to the following. What do you say, Halacha Lamaisa, by Eidus Nus and Eidus Kedushin? Okay? Let's get to it. What do we say by Eidus Nus and Eidus Kedushin? Okay? Eidus Nus. Let's say Eidim testifying a married woman that she was Mizana. What's the din? Or Eidus Kedushin. What do you say by Eidus Kedushin? What's the halacha by Eidus Kedushin? Do we require Drisha V'chakira? So please get it down. The note of Yehuda writes, halacha l'maisa, that if they say any Odeya, he says, this is the note of Yehuda, he says, halacha l'maisa, lo shayach kasher zomo. You can't ask the wives of the women under Eidim, under husbands. So he says it depends on the 2 days in Taisus. Plug it in. You guys plug it in for me. According to the first day in Taisus in Malkus, what's the din? You require Eidus Shetach HaLazima because you get Malkus. According to the second day, what's the din? What's the din according to the second day? You don't get Malkus. According to the second day, you don't require Kasher Zon. So you don't need Eidus Shetach HaLazima. So it comes out if they say any Odeya. Let's get it down. Halacha l'maisa. Eidus Nus. What would you say by Eidus Nus? So Eidus Nus, do you need Drisha V'chakira or not? Okay, let's get this. What do you say by Eidus Nus, whether you need Drisha V'chakira or not? So he says, it depends according to the first day in Taisus or Eidus Kedushin. Note of Yehuda, Eidei Kedusha, do you need Drisha V'chakira? So according to the first day in Taisus, Teretz Rishon, in Malkus, what do you say? What would you say according to the first day in Taisus and Malkus? Yes. Do you require it? Yeah. Of course you need it. Sarich. And therefore, if they said, Eini Odea, what's the din? If they said Eini Odea, what would be the din? It would be Puzzle. According to the second day in Teretz Sheni, Lotzarich, you don't need, okay? And therefore, if they said any Odeya, we wouldn't throw out the testimony, okay? Because you're not going to zap back to them what they wanted to give out. Are you going to answer their wives on themselves? That's nuts. Can't do that. Comes along, this is the note of Yehuda, guys. Comes along, the Beis Halevi, and the Beis Halevi says, I think you're wrong. The Beis Halevi, the Chelek Yimel Simon, Simon Vav, why does he say you're wrong? Please get this. Why does he say you're wrong? Because what is the din? The din of Kasher Zomam tells me 2 things, Uri. Not just to give out a punishment, but what else is it? Bittul Eidus. And that's exactly what's happening here. Even though there's no onish of azama, be'inin edish atachal azimah, in order to make sure you can mavatal the edis. So the Beis Halevi says you're wrong, Allah lamaisa. Of course we require it. Of course, sarich edis shi'atachal azimah. That's what he says. The Beis Halevi is cholek, and he says, of course you need edis, sarich edis sha'ata yachal lazimah. Has everyone got that? Okay? I'm going to get to you in a minute, Yonah. There's a fundamental machlokas, noted you to Beis Halevi. Do you need Eidus Shiatach Halazima by Eidus Nus and Eidus Kedusha? What is Eidus Shiatach Halazima? That's one of the major reasons why you need Yishuv Chakira, guys. Shimon, you got this? Tony Yehuda says it's dependent on the 2 days in Tyson Makis. What does the Beis Halevi say? No, it's not dependent on that. Because even according to the second day in Tyson Makis, Halacha L'maisa, it just means you don't need to have what? What does it mean? It just means to say you don't need to have Eidus Shiatach Halazima vis-a-vis the Onish. But even the second day in Tyson Makis says you have to have it in order to what? Have a litmus test whether it's a good Eidus or not. You follow me? That's the Chiddush of the Beis Halevi. That's the Chiddush of this din, Rav Shmuel Zosky. That's what I want to try to bring out, this Chiddush. There are two reasons why you need Eidus Shiatach Halazima. So even if there is no onus appropriate, but you still need it in order to vat leidus. And therefore the Beis Halevi says, if they say any odeya, and any of those questions that are asked them, what do? We throw out the testimony. Done. Halacha l'maisa. We're done, halacha l'maisa. Now what does the Rashba say? I gave you the Ramah. What does the Ramah say in Simen Mem Bei Sif Dalin? He says, Midi Raisa, we require Yishuv Chakira. By Mominus, they were Mekel. And he wants to say by Eidi Kedushin they were Makel as well. If she's Machish and she claims she's not married, Halach Lamaisa Al Pidin, you shouldn't require Yishuv Chakira. But he says it might be like the Din of Din Merumah. What do we learn about Din Merumah yet? If he has some suspicion, then you require the Dayan that she's lying. You require Yishuv Chakira. Kedei Linoth Delos Bifnei Bali Holilos Vesiklis. Kedei Lahotzi Adin Lamito. What does that mean? He says, the Ramah says, in theory, media rice, you should require Yishuv Chakira. The Chum got rid of it by Dini Mominus. You should also say they got rid of it by Eidi Kedushin. She'd be like Dini Mominus. But if she denies it, we think she's faking it. And we require Yishuv Chakira. That's what the Ramah says beferish. Because we want to close the door in front of liars. So let's get down the Psak of the Ramah, B'Shem, the Rashbah, that by Eidus and Kedushin, we require Yishuv Chakira. Halacha L'maisa. By Yishuv Chakira, we require, by Eidus and Kedushin, we require Yishuv Chakira. Because it's like we learned yesterday, Din Merumah. If someone's suspicious, the Dayanim can require Yishuv Chakira. Even by Aldous Vavals. Same thing here. But I want you to get this machloikis between the Beis Halevi, no, the Yudin, the Beis Halevi. Does it need Eidus Shiatach Halazima? Which is the basis of Yishuv Chakira. But the psak of the Ramah is based on the Rashbah, that theory, Kedushin should be like Dini Mominus, you shouldn't require it because Chum got rid of it. However, because we're afraid of fakers, it's like a Din Merumah, we require Yishuv Chakira by what? By getting the Kedushin. Okay? Now let's take this a step further. At the end of the Yonah, we're going to get to your question. At the end of the day, does Dini Mominus require Yishuv Chakira or not? What do we say? Does Dini Mominus require Yishuv Chakira? No. So listen to what the Shach says. The Shach says, amazing thing, in Simen Lamed Gimel Sif Kotet Zayin. He says, why is Enei Nasa Dayin? Why do we say Enei Nasa Dayin? What's the reason the Tais said Enei Nasa Dayin? Because it's Eidus Shiata Yachal Azima, yes? So he says like this, by Dini Mominus, do you require Yishuv Chakira Bizman Hazeh? Yes or no?
No,
you don't. So if you don't require Yishuv Chakira Bizman Hazeh for Dini Mominus, what should follow? Then what should follow? Then an Eid should become a Dayan in Dini Mominus. If the whole reason why Ein Eid Nasa Dayan is because why? It's because you need what, Ben? Eid Shiatach Halazima, but Bizman Hazeh, we don't require Yishuv Chakira by Dini Mominus, yes? So therefore, an Eid should be able to become a Dayan by Dini Mominus. That's what the Shach says. The Shach asked such a kasha. The Shach answers, I want you to get this, that even after the Takanit, we need Eidus Shiatach Halazima. The Rabbanu Masakinu have to ask questions, but we assume the guy knows the answers. We don't want to close the door in front of borrowers. We assume that they know the day, and therefore they don't have to testify the Farish. But says the Shach, if you know Beferish that the Edim don't know, then it's Edish Yatoch Alazima, and the Edish is possible. And the small I gave you in Simon Lamed Gibel Sivkon Chavav says once the Chavar Masakin, you don't need Yishu Chir, you don't need Edish Yatoch Alazima. So please get this down. Please, guys. There's a fundamental machloekis, the Shach and small. Nowadays, Dini Momenis, do you need Edish Yatoch Yachol Azima or not? Yes or no? Yes or no? The Shach says you do. We just don't ask the questions. We assume the guy knows about it. But he says, if you know for sure they don't know how to answer the questions, then it's possible. The Smas says, no way. Once the Chachamim got rid of what? Prishut of Akira, they also got rid of the requirement of Eidus Sh'ata Yachal Azimu. Lock, stock, and barrel. Machloika Shach Smas, Ledin. They got rid of the whole thing according to the Smas. They got rid of, or we just said over, very important machloikas. Let's get it down. In the Shach and the small. Once the Chacham got rid of Jushu Chakir and Dinimominus, did they get rid of the requirement of Eidish Atal Yachal Azima? Said the Shach, they did not. If you know they can't answer the questions, then it's possible. You don't have to ask the questions. But if you know they can't answer, it's possible. The small says once you got rid of Jushu Chakir, you got rid of the requirement of Eidish Atal Azima. The Beis HaLevi, in Chelek Gimel Simon, Hei Oschaz, quotes the Tumim. What does the Tumim say? What does the Tumim say? Listen to this. The Rabbanu or Masakein, if it's not possible, Lazimim, the Eidus is Ksherim. That's what they were Masakein. Yosef, get it down. If they were not possible to be Mazamim, the Eidus is Ksherim. If it's not possible to be Mazim them, the Eidus is Ksherim. But if you are Mazim them, and you can't punish them like they wanted to give out, then they were not Masakein, it's Kosher. Therefore, Ein Eid Nasadayim. You hear that, Chiluk? Meaning, if it's not possible, mazim nishkaferluk. They're a masakin, it's okay. But if it would be possible to mazim them, and you couldn't give them the punishment, then they were not masakin, it could be kosher. Therefore, ain't aid nasadayim. That's the chiluk. That's the chiluk that the Tumim wants to say. Okay? You have to what? You have to have the ability, if you could be mazim them, to give out the onish. If you're the same aid and the same dying shimon, you're not going to give out the onish. I mean, if you can't do the azama, okay, it's no nishkaferlach. Dini mamonis doesn't need yishu chakira. So if you don't need yishu chakalazima, fine. But you want to set up a sinner the same aid as the dying, and you could do azama, but you won't give out the onish because he's not going to give an onish on himself. That's tak apostle. That's the Tumim's answer.
Who argues on the small?
The Shach and the small. Okay? This is very critical. Goes critical right to our Gemara, guys. Okay? That's the notion of Yishul Chakira. It's synonymous with Eidish Atta Yochel Azima. That's what the Gemara I gave you in the mouth on the base. That's why any Odeh is a problem. If they say, you can't answer one of those seven questions. You can't be mazin them. Every Eidish has to be zomable. Okay, Yoni, you've been very patient. Go ahead.
I have a question going back to
Yes, Lo Yirtzu.
Wouldn't that be a raya that you should be able to be a dayan?
No.
Ain
eid nasa dayan. By dini momentus, the yiraisu.
Ain eid nasa dayan.
Any yiraisu topic, ain eid nasa dayan. A deroponim topic, eid nasa dayan. For kiyim shtaris, for b'fanei nechnov. But a topic is the yiraisu, ain eid nasa dayan.
But based on Lo Yirtzu, to me it doesn't make sense. Only because if you he's motivated not to be a shachar.
No, but I'm saying what Lo Yirtz is referring to is Kiddush HaChayish, a case where you can't zap back an onus to them. So therefore, that's what it means, Lo Yirtz. Lo Yirtz means exactly that. L'maisa. Even though there's no onus in Azama, there's no Malkus, but I still need, and L'maisa, you're not a Baldover in a bit latest. You're not a Baldover. On an onus, you never would give yourself an onus, right? You never would give yourself an onish. Right. But Lamaisa, because you're a Baldover by a bit the latest, though. Bit the latest. You're not a Baldover. So since bit the latest, you're not a Baldover. That's what it means in a rote to the Kabbalah Zama. He doesn't want to make himself into a chakra. He's not going to give an onish anyway. But vis-a-vis the Bittul Eidah Shebo, he doesn't even want to do that, because he doesn't want to make himself a liar. Okay? That's what Lo Yirtzeh is referring, even in the case of Kiddush HaChodesh, where you don't zap back to them what they want to give out. Yes?
Then the other question I have is, going to the Machlokas on Eidahs, and this is another Buda and Beis HaLevi.
Yes?
That was purely on the level of Jushim HaKira, right?
That's called Eidahs, Nus, and Kedushin. Do you need, is it called Eidahs Shata Chalazim or not? Beis HaLevi says, of course you need Eidahs Shata Chalazim. Because you need it to got me the Bittul Eidahs. Okay?
Where did the conflict came into question be over Inio Dea?
Yeah, because this is why I want you to get down, Yona. Get it clear.
Okay.
Drisha v'chakira comes from what? Because you need Eidahs Sha'ata Yachal Azima. The Eidahs has to be zomable.
Right.
That's why we ask the seven questions, right? That's why we have Drisha v'chakira. So if you say Inio Dea, it's not zomable.
Only to the first seven questions.
Yeah, that's the seven questions. That's Drisha v'chakira. So the question is, when you talk about Eidahs Nus and Eidahs Kedushin, do you treat that like Mamonis or Nefashis? So he says, Lamaisa, it depends on the 2 days of Tysus and Makkos. Tysus and Makkos says the Malkus, then you need, it's called Eidahs Shata Chalazima. According to the second day, you don't need. Nafkamina is if you say any day, no seven questions. Beis HaLevi says, no, of course not. If you say any day, of course you throw it out. Because there's a concept, Bittul Eidahs. Eidahs Shata Chalazima doesn't just focus on the onish. There's an other element of Bittul Eidahs. And we use that other element, Legabi Kiddush HaChodesh, as well. We use the Legabi this, Eidahs Nus, we use the Legabi the Bittul Eidahs, right? What else do we use at Legabe? What else do we use at Legabe? We use Legabe the Bittul Eidahs, we use Legabe the Tysus, Legabe Lo Yirtzeh L'Kal Asa Kiddush HaChodesh, we use Legabe Eidahs Nus. There's Svei Dinim here. Legabe Eidahs Shiyotel Chalazim. That's what we want to bring out here. Okay. Now let's get to the what? Let's get to the category, then we got to see inside. Let's get to the categories now of testifying mace violence. Let's look at the first page in the packet. Let's look inside here, okay? Zach, you have the packet here? Let's read the Gemara there. In the first page in the packet, the Gemara B'Yavamas. Let's see. What's the story about testifying that a husband's dead? Okay? You need Jushu here for that, to testify that a husband's dead. Go ahead. The very end of Yavamas. First page there, the Sani. This is Daf Kuf Chof Beis and Beis B'Yavamas. Go ahead. The Sani. Eide Nashim means what? Means to testify whether the husband's dead or not, Daniel. I think that's what you asked me in Seder. I didn't mean Eide Nus, I mean whether he's dead. Okay? Eide Nashim means whether the guy is dead or not. So Rabbi Kiva says you don't check, Rabbi Tarfon says you check. What's the machlaikis? Go ahead, become a fligi. So how do you categorize this? Whether a husband's dead or not? Do you categorize as nefashos or mamonos? Shimon, you with me? Go ahead. Mike, I'm a fligi. Go ahead. And therefore what? Therefore what? You need or you don't need?
You don't need.
You don't need. Correct. Umar Savar?
Umar Savar came on the Kash, Sharina, and Ashes Ish, the Alma, Kadina, and Fashos, Dame.
Oh. If she's Mazana with him, while she's married with another man, she should be killed. So we treat it like Dina Fashos, you require it. Go ahead. Amar Abelazar.
Amar Abelazar. Tamide, Chachami, Barbim, Shalom, the Olam. Shemar, the Chobanecha, the Mode, Hashem.
Chobanaich, the Mode, Hashem. Rav Shalom? Rav Shalom, Barayich. Excellent. So you look on the side, the Tosas Chad Mikamai, he had a different gears, as everyone pointed out astutely, that the Chacham in the Tanakhama says, Ein Noshim, you don't require Yishu Chakira, and Reb Tarfon and Reb Akiva hold what? Reb Tarfon and Reb Akiva hold that you need what? They have a different gears, so they hold both. See, in our Gemara, the gears says that they're arguing. In the Tosas Chad Mikamai's gears, Reb Akiva and Reb Tarfon are together. Okay? So what is he paskin in the end of the day? The Tosus Chad Mikamai, guys. What is he paskin? Halacha kill Rabbanan, they ain't bokin. Because we're mekel by Eidahs Isha. We don't want a woman stuck as an aguna. So let's get this down. And that's the way the Rambam paskins. Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Chavchez Chos Gerishin. And the Shulchan Aruch Simeon Yud Zayin Sifcha Falaf. Simeon Yud Zayin Sifcha Falaf. We got it? We paskin ledina that you do not require grusha v'chakira on, what do we call this? Eidei what? Eidei nashim. Which is what? Eidim, that when the husband's dead, to allow her to remarry. So we are considered to be meikel here. That's the din, halacha l'maisa. Okay? We're considered to be meikel. That's what we assume. Now, l'maisa, the Rishonim are bothered by Akasha. I gave you the second page. Okay? Let's turn to the second page. In the second page, the first mahalach is about the first kasha, the Ritva here. The Ritva asks Akasha. What's the Ritva's kasha? The Ritva asks, he says, I don't understand. He says, what's the reason? Ikar Edus is to what? To testify whether the woman can get remarried. That's a matter of defashos. I don't understand the man number that says moment is here. What is the Ikar? The Ikar is what? What is the Ikar, guys? The Ikar is her elisal to get married. Ksub is a side thing. Why would anyone categorize this as momentous? And how are we saying we're paskening? Zach, how are we paskening? That is dini momentous. So the Ritva asks, why is it dini momentous? She only gets her ksub after she's released. Whether they pasken, she can remarry, right? The ksub is incidental. It's a side point. Why would anyone say that? So what does the Ramban say? Let's get it down. What does the Ramban say, guys? The Ramban says, Bizman hazeh, can we kill someone? We said the first day of Shir, I think. What are the three prerequisites for Din Nefashos Bizman hazeh? What are the three prerequisites for Din Nefashos Bizman hazeh? You need the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash, doing the Avodah, Nun Beis and Beis Sanhedrin. You need real Smicha, and what else? You need the Sanhedrin HaGadol sitting where? And the Lishkas HaGazos. We don't have any of the three. So practically, when you want to testify about a husband, whether he's dead or not, 9/11 is coming up. Those are all those shilas. What's the din? What's the halacha? The halacha is that practicality, the mumminess is the ikar. That's what he says. He says the reason why lamaisu, because we treat it like dini mumminess, because we can't kill anyone nowadays. So I understand the shita very well of mumminess, says the Ramban. Please get it down in your notes. But what's the shita that holds what? So what's the svar of the manor holds the fashos? What do you say? What do you say? The bottom line is, if she's still married and she lives with another man and gets married, what's this? Eishasish. That's big stuff. That's giving a rise. In Shemaim, she's got a klal chet bad. That's why I labeled this as the nefashos. That's why you're required to shul chakira. Do you look at the practical thing? You can't kill a guy, so therefore I call it momentous. Or do you look at the fact, listen, you might not be able to kill a person, but it's yarakol yavor, give you a rise. Therefore I stamp it as nefashos. That's what the Ramban says, very beautifully. And he says, according to the sheet that says nefashos, I don't consider the ksuba to be what? Ksuba is not the reason at all that it should require Jisha v'chakira. Because a ksuba is no big deal. Why is a ksuba no big deal? What do you mean it's no big deal? Isn't it going to stop women from what? Isn't it going to stop women from what? From getting married? Ksuba doesn't require Jisha v'chakira. Even though there's no Nilas Delis, why is there no Nilas Delis? Why is there no Nilas Delis here? Why is there no Nilas Delis? A woman always wants to get married more than a man. What are you worried about? That people are going to stop lending money? You're afraid that the woman's not going to get remarried? That's not the reason. He says the reason why you need what? Drisha v'chakira is because it's Gili Arayis. That's Dini Nefashos. The reason is because it's called Gili Arayis, is because why it's thin in the fascials. Why is it thin in the fascials? Why is it considered to be thin in the fascials? Because it's a serious deal. And the ksuba does not make it what? The ksuba does, ksuba is only what? Ksuba is only the mominus, and that doesn't require Jishra Kakir on its own. Midrabanan, lobe Jishra Kakir midrabanan. Even though here, there's no needless dallas. There's no needless doubt, so we should require it based on that. But he says, Allah Lamaisa, women want to get married anyway. So that's not the reason why you need Jisha Chakira. That's not the reason. And he says also, there are many kulas Lamaisa that we find by Ksuba because of Chain. Chain is to motivate the women to get married. So this brings us Lamaisa to the Ramban, and this is what the Ramban wants to say. The Ramban asks, he says, Lamaisa, beautiful Kasha. The Ramban asks, he says, the chashash of maybe the husband will die and they will be possible. But Hakir says uncommon svara. He says they made a low plug. By all dinim amunis, they're mavatal jushu v'chakira. By all dinim amunis, they're mavatal jushu v'chakira. And they were mavatal because of chayin as well. This is what the Ramban says. So let's get this now. What's the machloikis now up till now, we said, in the last afin of omnis? To testify whether the husband's dead or not. Does he need jushu v'chakira? Tanakama says what? No. Rabbi Kibra Tarfon say yes. How do we paskin? How do we paskin? Toysus Chabi Kamai says, how do we paskin? You don't need it. Allah Kirab. That goes well with want to have a gunis. We don't want to have a gunis. Right? So we're more meiko. We don't require Jishu Chakir. That's how the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch paskin as well. What's the kasha of the Ritva? What's the kasha of the Ritva? He says, I don't understand the svar of the man number that says what? I don't understand the man number of the svar that says that what? That's momentous. The nefashos. The ksubas only after you decide whether she's with her or not. What's the Ramban's answer? The Ramban's answer is we look at the practicality. You can't kill someone nowadays. You can give ksuba. That's why it's momentous. So what's the man number that's nefashos? Because giving her eyes is such a terrible thing. Yarvo, yavo. And that man number says momentous is nothing according to that opinion. Ksuba would not require Yishuv HaKir at all. Why would the ksuba not require Yishuv HaKir at all? Aren't you worried about what? Kadesh Lotinol Delos B'fei Lovin? He says, the ksuba lamaisa. What is the point of Kadesh Lotinol Delos B'fei Lovin? Right? What is Kadesh Lotinol Delos B'fei Lovin? That's why we suspended it. There's no reason to suspend it here. Women aren't going to get married anyway. So you should require the ksuba. In other words, why do you require Yishuv HaKir Yosef? Because of the Nefasha Shabbat. Maybe you should require Yishuv HaKir because of the Ksuba Shabbat. There's no problem in the Yilas Tal, so you're going to get married. So he says we have a Kula Lagabe what? Chayin. What's Chayin? We want the Ksuba, we want to get motivate women to get married. So they know they'll get a Ksuba. If he dies, you can divorce her. So too what? So too Lamaisa, the Kula of Chayin is that we don't require Yishuv HaKir. So she can get her Ksuba. So that's the svara halacha lemaisa of who? Who's that? The svara of the Ramban. We got that clear? Now we get to the Ritva. What does the Ritva say? Himself, he quotes in the name of his brother, who? He quotes the Ra'ah, B'shem his brother. Who's the brother of the Ra'ah? Rav Pinchas Alevi. Who everyone says is the author of the Sefer HaChinuch. You know, the Chinuch was written in Shimon, anonymously. We say Rav Pinchas wrote it, okay? You follow me? We say Rav Pinchas wrote it. They used to think the Ra'ah wrote the Chinuch. Now it's Rav Pinchas. So what's the answer? Let's get it. What does Ritva say? I want you to get it down. Getting the Kiddushin does not require Yishuv HaKira. Because what is Dover Dover B'Momen? What is Dover B'Momen? Dover Dover B'Momen. What do we learn Dover Dover B'Momen? Huh? That we require two Adim in Momenis and in what? Arias. So what about mattering a woman? Do you need Yishuv HaKir or not? So Chum say it's nefashos. The ksuba is deraisa. You need Yishuv HaKir. Rabbi Kiva says you don't need Yishuv HaKir. Why not? Because getting the kedusha doesn't need Yishuv HaKir. So to ksuba, they're masak, you don't need Yishuv HaKir. So that's what I want you to get down. Where does this fall? Ksuba. Does ksuba fall more like dini nefashos, says the Ritva? B'shem Rav Pinchas Alevi? Or is ksuba more like dini momenus, other dini momenus? What is the ksuba like? That is the nekuda. What was the ksuba like? And the Chum say, well, if you need Yishuv HaKir for dini nefashos to matter the woman, you also need it for the ksuba as well. Okay? You also need it for the ksuba as well, which is the araisa. And Rebbe Kiva Reb Tarfon say, what are you talking about? The other dini edisisha, gittin v'kiddushin, don't require Yishuv HaKir, so ksuba as well. So where does ksuba fall in? Does ksuba fall in the din in the fashos element? Or does ksuba fall in the what? The get to the kedushin element. By the fashos you need Yishuv HaKir. By get to the kedushin you don't need Yishuv HaKir. Where does ksuba fall in? Is ksuba like din in the fashos that you require it? You require it? Halach l'maisa? Or do you say that the ksuba what? Is like the get to the kedushin you don't need Yishuv HaKir. That's the way the Ritva wants to say that Shat Lamaisa, right here, B'Shem Rav Pinchas Alevi. and the Meiri in Yevamos Paskins, Eidei Kedushin do not need Drisha V'Chakira, even by Din Merumah. Even by Din Merumah. What about if we're suspect whether a woman was Mezana, which is what I meant to tell you before? Please get it down. Toysus and Chesem and Bey says you need Drisha V'Chakira to Aser a woman on her husband. We got this court, so let's review that. Ben, you got it? Let's review this whole thing, guys, okay? Then I want to get to the din of what the din of the mumma. Then we got to get to Hilchos Rosh Hashanah Kippur. Okay? Let's review this whole concept. We said that din in nefashos, you need Jewish chakira. Din in mamonos, you need Jewish chakira with the arisa from what? Mishpat Echad, Yelachem. Why did they get rid of it? Kedesh Shaltim Lomzumah, based on Africa, based on Africa. Din in mamonos are required. What are some other areas in Kol HaTorah Kulah, you require or not? Let's go. Hodos Vavos, din merumah. Hodos Vavos, do you need it? No. But din merumah, if you suspect you need it. Din merumah, number one. Number two, Kiddush HaChodesh. What does the Minchas going to say? You need it. Sheres HaKosov. The Rambam, Tumim says in Rambam, no. Number three, let's get it. Eidus on what? Number three, Eidus and Kedushin. What do you say? What's the din by Eidus and Kedushin? The Ramah says, B'shin Rashba, you need it. Because you don't trust her. Maybe she's a faker. She claims she wasn't married. He claims you need it. The Ramah Paskas like that. What about Eidus and a husband? What? Whether he's dead or not. Machloek is Tanoi. How do we Paskin? You don't need Yishu Chakir. We focus that it's more dinim ominous. We focus more dinim ominous, not dinim nefashos. What was the hesber of the Rabban? Practicality. You can't kill. You only collect the ksuba. Then the farshas give you a rayas. What's the reform? How do you categorize ksuba? Does ksuba fall in with what? Nefashos? Nefashos needed. Ksuba also will need. The ksuba also will need. Treat it like nefashos. Or no? Do you say the ksuba falls in like into the kiddush where you don't need? Then a masakin also she doesn't need by ksuba as well. That's the way the Ritva wants to say it. What about whether a woman was Mazana? Eidim on that, do you need Yishu Chakira? Taisus and Sanhedrin Chesem says, no, you don't need. The Meiri on Din Merume? The Meiri on Din Merume, even on what? The Meiri says, the Feirish on Din Merume, in Yevamos, by Eidim Kedushin, you don't need Yishu Chakira. By Eidim Kedushin, you don't need Yishu Chakira, even by Din Merume. Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that Lamaisa you did. For Eidim Kedushin. So we covered now all the different topics of the requirement of Drisha V'Chakira and the questions that come about. And the Mahalach that we had here, that there's two requirements of Eidus Shetach L'Azimah. With this in mind now, I want to look at that Taisus very quickly. Let's see. And then we got to go to the Mumah. Go ahead, Zach. Let's look at that first Taisus in Makkos. Guys, let's look inside the packet. Go ahead. Gates on. Let's go. We have to set it up, then tomorrow we can go right to the next Taisus. Go ahead, Zach. First mission in Makkos, the last page in the packet. Go ahead. Because we said over the Ritva of a Rabban. Go ahead. Right, you can't. We're going to zap back to them what they want to get. They testify before us, this guy, this woman was divorced, you know, and therefore you couldn't have testified of a divorce. You were with us in L.A. Couldn't have testified on a divorce in New York. So what are you going to do? Make the guy a chol? All his kids will be a chol. You can't do that. So you give him Malkus. You got it? That's the Mishnah. Zuck the first Taisus. Go ahead. No, read the Dimra Maskil. Chule Tema. Ben Grusha will call it to the Achyu Emes. How can you ever testify, even if they're right? Go ahead. Mamai. The bomb kasha. You never can catch them. Because you never can catch them. What does catching them mean? Zapping back to them what they want to give out. So how do you ever accept their aims? Go ahead. So Tosfos' first answer is what? Since you give the guy Malkus, that makes it Kasher Zomim. So we treat it as if it's Atayachol Azimah. You got it? Because you are punishing them. So even though you're not giving them the direct reciprocal punishment, but since there is a punishment, that makes it kasher zalman. Okay, that's what we wrote on the board. Go ahead, you can tell me that kasher.
The kasher.
What is the nara marasa? The three ages for a girl in halacha. Below the age of 12, she's a ketana. 12 to 12 and a half, she's a nara. Older than 12 and a half, she's a bogeris. Let's just say she had kedusha with a man. Then she's mezana. We give her skewa. Chumash says you give her skewa. Nara marasa gets skewa. Special din. Go ahead. She's not killed. Adam testifies she's mezana. She's not killed. Why not? What's the kasha? Adam testified that an amarasa was mezana. Can you ever kill her? No, you can't kill her. Why not? Because their adus is not zomable. Why is it not zomable? Because they can always say we're never trying to kill her. We were just trying to make her usher the husband. They can always get out of it. The two steps happen when the Adam testified that she was Mazana. She becomes Usher to husband, we kill her. Well, they say we're only focused on to make her Usher. So you can't nail them. So if you can't nail them, then the whole Adam should be bad. But Tosis asks, Vahamikom Makom. Maikomer. Vahamikom Makom. They are Loka, they lied. So if they are Loka, they lied. So therefore what? We should make a Kasher Zoma. So the Adam should be acceptable. Based on what we said. The Adah should be acceptable based on what we said. You follow what I'm saying? So Toy's asking on himself. Okay? Sorry, I forgot to turn it off. Go ahead, Zach. Okay? Yesh Lomar. Lomikayin. So what's Toys' answer? What did those guys try to do? What were they trying to do when they testified? They're trying to kill her. There's no doubt they were trying to kill her. So therefore, they try to give out a killing, and what do? We go ahead and what? What do we go ahead and do? We go ahead and want to give them malchus. That doesn't do the job. That makes it edus shiatach lazima. That's why we don't kill her. You follow me? There's no doubt that they were trying to kill her. That's their testimony. Don't give me you can't just say to me, Lamaisa, that what? That they weren't trying to kill her. That's what they're trying to do when they testify she was mezana. But here, by edus ben grusha b'chlutza, what are they trying to do? They're trying to make her Ben Grusha Mechalutza. All there is a lav. And therefore, if they get Malkus, that makes it Yachtach Alazima. Okay? So what's Tosa's first answer? That as long as you get a punishment, that makes it Eidash Yachtach Alazima. And Ben Grusha Mechalutza is good. The case of Nara Maras is not good. Because they try to kill her. By giving them Malkus is not enough. That's not zapping back to them what they want to give out. And therefore, if that's the case, that's considered Eidash Yachtach Alazima. E means it's not. What's the second answer? Vodia Shlomar, the original kasha. Go ahead.
Aval Hasam Garinara Garinara Morsa Badai Kasher Zaman.
Nara Morosa the Shirka Shikai Nami Alayan.
Kai Nami Alayan, the Im Hashurba Mikat.
If they would give us Rah Mikdala, we would kill them. Right? Mikdala Inu Bishuzma. If they're caught in Zom, we would kill them. The Ilu what?
Ilu Ihi below Hosano.
And if she was not what if she there was no Zoma. Lekach meaning. Oh, so what's the second teretz? What's those second teretz? That Ben Grusha Mechalutza, you don't need Eidim Zomim. You don't need Eidim Shatach HaLazim. You just don't need it. Because you can never get it. So there's no such requirement. That's what we wrote out of the 2 days in Tosis. That's what the note of Yehuda said. These are the 2 days. There's Eidim Nusr, Eidim Kedushin. come in and they testify that there was nus. They testified about a kedushin, and they're lying. What are you going to do? Aser their wives? That's ridiculous. So according to the first day in Tisus, you would not. According to the first day in Tisus, a second day in Tisus, you would not need what? You would not need issue of the chalazim. It's exactly like Ben Gushim Mechlutza. According to the first day in Tisus, you would still give a malchus. Then you call that edus sarich edus. Sarich edus sha'ata yachol lazima. You need it. Lot sarich edus sha'ata yachol. Lot sarich edus sha'ata yachol lazima. This is fundamental. These two Tulsas, these two days in Tisus and Makis. You got to know this. Okay? It all stems from the requirement, and that tells me why you need Yishul Chakir. These are the two days in Tisus. When you can't give back the reciprocal punishment, does that mean there's a requirement of Yishul Chakir or not? Maybe Malchus does it, or maybe not. That's the two days in Tisus. So those are all the areas that we discovered today. Okay, we covered all the areas where the Yishul Chakir. Last point, and then we got to get to the Mumer point, and then we get to Halachit. Bizman Azeh, Dini Mamnis, does it require Yishul Chakir? Yes or no?
No.
Is that called, do you require Yishul Chakir? By Dini Mamnis, Bizman Azeh, do you require Yishul Chakir? We don't have Yishul Chakir. So what is it? That's what the Shach asks. What's the Shach's answer? What's the Shach's answer? Allah Lomaitz, Machlaitz, the Shach and the Sma. What did he say? You don't have to ask any questions because we assume that they what? They know it. But if you know, Stephen, exactly, that these guys are fakers and they can't answer the questions, throw the Avis out. What did the Sma say? No, you don't need it at all. They got rid of Yishul Chakir, they got rid of the requirement of Yishul Chalazim as well. What does the Tumim say? What does the Tumim say? Tumim says that if it's a possibly mazim them, no big deal, it's kosher. But if it's possibly mazim them, then you have to be able to give out the onish. And that's why, Lamaisa, if a dayan is what? Going to be the aid, he's not going to give an onish on himself. So therefore, what? They were not masakin, that would be kosher. Therefore, ain't aid not said dayan. Ain't aid not said dayan. Okay? That's the mahalik. Okay, now I want to get to, on Sunday we discussed this whole concept of Kol Yisrael Arayim Zebezeh, which connected with kafiyah. As Eli was asking, kafiyah in the Tisus is coercing. The Gemara mentions later on that Gemara, and then Dal went off, there was a man named Achan. Okay? Now what did Achan do? What did Achan do? He took the spoils, right? According to one opinion, he took four times during Moshe Rabbeinu's life, Rabbi Yochanan Shimon of Elazar. He did it one time, Bizman Yehoshua. So why did Klai Yisrael only get punished later on in the times of Yehoshua, bless you? So what's the answer? The answer is because of Arvus only began when? When we crossed the Arden, which we spoke about at great length on Sunday. So the Gemara then says, well, why is it that Achan was punished? Why was Klai Yisrael punished based on Achan? He did it quietly. No one knew about it. The Gemara says, not true. There were people that knew about it. Who were the people that knew about it? His wife and kids. Then the Gemara says, Chata Yisrael, Pasukin Yehoshua. Chata Yisrael, who's the guy who sinned? It was Achan. It wasn't Klai Yisrael. What's the answer? Afa Pisha Chata Yisrael Hu. What does that mean? Even though a guy sins, he's Yisrael Hu. And the Gemara quotes a mashal that a hadas sitting amongst a bunch of Aravos still keeps its name a hadas. So what does this mean? So this is what I wanted to mention to you. Most poskim take this Gemara that no matter how bad a Jew does a veiris, he never loses his kedushas Yisrael. Afa Pisha Chata Yisrael Hu. No matter what you do. But there are two Mara Mekaymus I want to give you now that say a Jew can lose his Kedushas Yisrael. The Gemara in the last daf in the first Pirik of Yevamos on Daf Tetzayin and Bey says that 10 tribes were thrown out of Klal Yisrael because they did Avodah Zarah. And the power invested in Bey is they extinguished their Kedusha. They lost all their Kedushas Yisrael. They became like Goyim. And the Chassam Sofer Nichos Tefillin and Simon Lamaches writes explicitly. Chassam Sofer and Simon Lamaches writes explicitly. The Feirish. He says explicitly. I'm looking for the Mara Mekaymus. I think it was Simon Lamaches.
I've sent them back.
The Chassam Sofer, Uri, I think it's Simon Lamed Zayin or Lamed Chester. The Chassam Sofer says that Bezin can throw out Yidim from Klal Yisrael and they can lose their Kedusha. That's the first mucker. Second mucker. Rav Avram HaGadol. What's Rav Avram HaGadol? My friend is Rav Avram Gordimer. I call him Rav Avram HaGadol. He works with OU. But when I was when we were Bachram in Yeshua, he used to call him Rav Avram HaGadol. The Mordechai quotes Rav Avram HaGadol. Rav Avram HaGadol had a shiloh. There was a married couple. The man died without kids. He had a surviving brother that became a bishop. He has to do Yimur Chalitza. He's not interested. She'll be stuck as a guna her whole life. You know what he paskin? He paskin, she's mutter. Kinoim Pogimbo. I never would allow them to get married. That's a double chiddush. Number one, the bishop becomes like a goy, and he says Kinoim Pogimbo, even in the reverse direction. Normally, Kinoim Pogimbo is a Jewish man with a shiksa, Zimri and Cosby. Ramban says you only say it in one direction, that you could kill them. We don't do that, but the Rav Avraham HaGadol says in the opposite vein, because it's based on Chil Hashem. Intermarriage is Chil Hashem, who cares what direction? If it's based on Maisa Aveira, the Maisa Aveira is worse if the woman is a shiksa, then the kids are going. So the Ramban says you only say it in one direction. Rav Avraham HaGadol says you say it in the other direction. But the Chiddush we're also pointing out is they called the guy a goy. He lost his Kedushas Yisrael. And the third mucker I want to give you is the Miri that quotes the Gaon. If a Jew goes off the derech, becomes a bishop or a Barazaranek, when he comes back, the Miri quotes Gaon, you should go to Mikveh. You should go to Mikveh. Those three makaras seem to imply you lose your Kedushas Yisrael. What's going on here, guys? Afa Bishachata Yisrael. No matter what you do, you're a Yid. Afa Bishachata Yisrael. And the truth is, are you allowed to lend the money to a Jew, Ribbis? Yes or no? No. Are you allowed to lend a Goy, Ribbis? Yes. It's even a mitzvah, says Shulchan Aruch. What about a Jew that's a Meshuvit? A Jew that became a bishop. Rashi quotes, and it's Usher. Still a Yid. Afa Bishachat Yisrael. Rabbi Natan and the Rebbe said it's Mutter. It's Mutter. Because why? Because you need Achicha. By Ribbis you have to be Achicha. Even though after Bishachot Yisrael, by Ribbis, he has to be Achicha. A guy who's a mummer is not Achicha. What about by Kiddushin?
Who said that last time?
The Rabbeinu Tam and the Arayim say that you can. It's mutter to lend a Jew that's a Meshumet Ribbis. And the Svara being, because there's a special din Achicha. Chiyamuch Achicha. He's not Achicha if he's a Meshumet. You follow me? So what about by Kiddushin? The Rambam in Hilchos Yishus, Perek Dalel, Chatef Vav, and the Tur, Nibin Ed, Sum Mem Dalel. What happens if an apostate is Makadosh a woman? Do you need a get? Rambam says yes. And the preacher says yes. Why? Alpha Bishachat Yisrael. The good Kedusha. But the tour quotes Yesh Omrim that says no. That a Mumer Lechal Shabbos for Esher of Odezaranik, he's a Goy Gomer. She doesn't even need a get. So the Marishtam says, what do you mean? The tour slugs up that sheet. Okay, fine. But how can that sheet exist in Rishonim? It's against the Gemara. Alpha Bishachat Yisrael. How can you say a mumer that's Makadosh woman is a nothing? She doesn't need a get. The Gemara says, Beferish, Alpha Bishachat Yisrael. No. So I want you to get these answers. Please get them. First of all, Achan wasn't a good guy. But he wasn't overall a Feirus in the Torah. He was Bola, Nara, Murasa. The Gemara says, bad, real bad. He also was what? He was Moshe Carlosso. He pulled his orla over his skin. She didn't want to show you he had a meal. He was a bad guy. But he wasn't a Avodah Zaranik. Only an Avodah Zaranik loses his Kedushas Yisrael. But he doesn't. You got this? Please get it down. That's one answer. It says he was Pukar Nafshe. Is that what you're going to say?
It says that he was over all of Hamish Chomshe Torah in the Gemara.
Doesn't say that he did it. We're going to get to it now. Lamaisa, does it say in the affairs? Read the Gemara. I'm going to mend Dalit.
Yeah, I think so.
It says he was at Moshe Carlos. Yeah, he says he was.
Because it says, the question
says he was overcalled to Rakula too?
Yeah, because that.
Show me the. Read the Lashon HaGemara. Pinchas, read the Lashon HaGemara.
Where is he?
And mend Dalit. Mend Dalit enough. Even if you're right, I think you are right, but what's my answer? Excellent. So great kasha. Pinchas says he's over called Torah Kula. What's the answer? He did it l'teyavim. He did not do it what? L'hachis. He did it l'teyavim. The only things that he did pukar nafshe, that he did l'hachis was what? Nara marasa moshe harlaso. It says pukar nafshe. But he wasn't over called Torah Kula l'hachis. If you're a mumer l'chal Shabbos or you're a mumer l'avodah zarah, that's fahakas. That's the distinction.
So then what is that?
What'd you say?
By definition, he over wouldn't be over.
By avodah zarah too? You mean he did call it Torah Kulam?
Yeah.
So it's a good kasha. You have to say maybe we're not going like that day in the Gemara.
Even according, no, but
not all the days agree with it. No,
but no, that's the whole point of the question. After says, "Va'amar bilam mishum Rabbi Yehuda bar Masparta achan Moshe barlota haya k'tiv hacha v'gam avrut briti b'vdiv hatam et briti heber." So then it says the question is after pshita because we just said that he was over all chamisha. So
what's the answer? What's the answer to the pshita?
You might think that that far he wouldn't go. Kamash Malan, that he even did that. But,
right.
But
did what? What does that mean?
That he was even pagar from Kufa.
His own body.
Yeah.
Right, but I'm saying he was lahachis lamaisa by all. No, wasn't lahachis only by that Aveira. You understand what I'm saying, Daniel? But you're saying Avodah Zarah by nature, you mean?
So then, shouldn't
Avodah Zarah by nature. Okay, it's a kashi you're saying. But this is the answer that we're suggesting. Once you get it down, then only if you do lahachis lamaisa, are you going to lose your Kedusha Yisrael. But if you don't do lahachis, not Kedusha Yisrael. Because you're asking good, Pinchas and Daniel, Avodah Zarah is a problem. Maybe he did it with the Avon. I'll tell you, hey, good answer. He fell in love with the Shiksa. She says he wants her to go to church. He wants her to go to church on Sunday. The only reason why he's going to church is not lahachis. You could do Avodah Zarah and Latayavon because he fell in love with this woman. So I'm saying that he never did Avodah Zarah lahachis. That's what I'm saying. It's not against the Gemara. He did the Avodah Zarah Latayavon.
So we're saying in this case it was lahachis?
I'm saying everything Acha did was Latayavon.
So we're saying that...
Saying the only time the Rishon said that you lose your Kishon is to do lahachis.
So the other cases of Gemara that we brought had to be lahachis and not...
Yes, this sheet. The shita that says you lose your Kedusha Yisrael always has to be lahachis. Otherwise, it gets the Gemara. Alpha Bishop of Yisrael, right?
So why wouldn't the Gemara answer back and say that the Moshe Harlosa was lahachis, and that's how we had to...
That was lahachis. The other ones weren't.
But I'm saying the Gemara answers and says pshita, and then it says after pshita, you might think he wouldn't go that far. So why wouldn't the Gemara just answer pshita and say...
That's what the Gemara's answering.
But
Gemara's answering that it was Bakar Nafshe in that area. That's good for what the Gemara's answer. But I want to get to the following. Read the Rashi there, guys. Look it up. Look up Mem Dal Amud Aleph. Everyone got it? It's amazing Kiddush. Pinchas, read the Rashi there.
What's your Rashi?
What do we say normally after Bishchat Yisrael? No matter what you do, you haven't lost your what? Right. Read the way Rashi reads it. The top Rashi there. Go ahead.
Chat Yisrael. Lo amar chataham, adayin shem, kdushatam, aleinu.
Whoa! What is that Rashi saying?
Rashi
saying after Bishchat Yisrael is that the rest of the Jews don't lose their kedusha, but the guy himself, I'm saying, could lose his kedusha. You understand how Rashi's reading the Gemara? That's the mashal. The hadas is the other Jews, even though there's aravos amongst them that are rishoyim, they don't lose their kedusha even though they didn't do a good job migmo kiyuchem. So Rashi turns about the whole Gemara. You follow me? But if you interpret Rashi literally, then it opens the door to say a Jew could lose his Kedusha Yisrael. You follow me? He's talking about the other Yidden that don't sin and don't mochich the guy. But the guy himself might lose his Kedusha Yisrael. Zach, you follow what I'm saying? That's a tremendous Kiddush, guys. Now, one of the fellows in the call asked me, but didn't Rashi say that you can lend, you're not allowed to lend a guy Ribbis, who's in a Shumat, because of this Gemara? Alpha Bishachot Yisraelu? So isn't that a steer in Rashi's? I said, yeah, it's a steer in Rashi's. Rashi in the Tshuvas in the Sefer Horus is the reason, in Chelik Bey, Simon Kuftet Zayin, the reason why you're allowed to lend a Jew Beribis is because he's still a Jew. And he quotes our Gemara. That means he interpreted like we said. But the Rashi and the Gemara seems to say not that way. So what I want to say is that this is an interesting topic. We generally pass that a Jew can never lose his Kedusha Yisrael. But there are Makayrs that say it. Let's close with this, guys. It's getting late. We'll have to discuss more on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's coming up. L'maisa. Who's going there to Israel? Gabby, you're going tomorrow? Yeah, after Shir.
No.
You got to leave early. Okay. Who else is going? Pinchas, you going too?
I'm leaving Thursday.
Thursday, okay. Good. Everyone else goes here, we got to be here. Okay. We'll discuss more Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Sunday, we don't have Shir because we have Rosh Hashanah. But I want to just mention a subject with the Kiv Eger to close. What's the nature of Kriyas HaTorah? Mincha on Yom Kippur. You got to go, Zach. Mincha, please get, you'll get the Shubi Kivei. What's the nature of Kriyas HaTorah at Mincha Yom Kippur? You know, we lane at Mincha Yom Kippur. Why are we doing it? Do you know every time in Sibur we lane? Kriyas HaTorah, please, at Mincha. The Mincha Yom Kippur. What's the din? Why are we laying? Isn't it din tiny seabor? Every fast, public fast, we lay in mincha. Or is it din the Kedushas Hayom? Kedushas Hayom of what? Kedushas Hayom of Yom Kippur, the holiness of the day of Yom Kippur. That's why we have an extra laying. You got the suffix? I want you guys to think about this Yom Kippur besides mincha. They tell you. The Gemara says the Etzahara only can fight us when? 364 days of the year. Except one day, Yom Kippur. That doesn't mean it's automatic. We still got to work. Kuli Kodesh. We say Rukshim Kuli Moksum, but out loud like Malach. Not literal Malach, because Malach never grow. They're static. Human beings can go up or down. We're striving to go up. Why do we lean? Two different spars, Oman Efkemina. I'll give you a bunch. Number one, the trup. Nigun. What trup do you use? You know, there's this special trup for Yom Naran trup? You know, in the morning. You know, when they lay. So by Mincha, what do you do? What do we do? Does anyone remember? Do the regular one. That shows Tiny Sibor. Number two, Naftamina. What'd you say? Which trup do you do? We do the regular. That shows Tiny Sibor. Number two. Let's sit. Ah, very good, Gabi. What do you read? The Arias. You read the Arias. Tosfos says the end of Megillah, scared of Jews. Never engage in Arias on the holiest day of the year. What do you normally do on a Tanis Sibur? What are you laying? Vayechal Moshe. That shows what? This shows Kedush Sayon. What Haftarah do you do? No? Say for Yonah. What do you normally do Haftarah during the year? Dershu Hashem. Bimotzo, that shows Kedusha Yom. Right, Tshuva. What about the brachas? Brachas afterwards. Acher. Haftar. What about the brachas afterwards? When do you end? When do you end by a regular tiny sibor? Haftar. Magen David, excellent, Zach. When do you end on Shabbos and Yotiv? And Kadesh Yom Azmanim. Kadesh Yom Kippur Azmanim. What do you do at Mincha? Who remembers? You'll know all these din now. Excellent, Zach. Magen David. That shows Tiny Sibor. So number one and four show Tiny Sibor. Two and three show what? Kedushiyom. It's a hybrid. It's a hybrid, guys. It's a mix of both. But you have to be lamdonim. A fifth nafkamin. Let's say you have a man. I don't know in your shuls if you sell the aliyahs. But sometimes certain shul, say for Yonah, goes for a lot of money, the mafter. Raising money for the shul. Being a bedek abayis. Right? Usually ne'ila, psichas ne'ila goes for the most amount of money. But the mafter goes for a lot. You have an elderly man that's had mafter for 40 years in the shul. Now he's reached a point where he can't fast anymore, medically. Someone who's not fasting, can he get an aliyah at Mincha on Yom Kippur? What do you say, guys? If it's midin tainis sibor, we never get an aliyah guy fast day. He's not fasting. If it's midin kushayom, it's the holiness of Kippur. He has a special p'tur to eat. You follow the nafkamina? I think the minig is remekel. You don't want to cause a machlekes. You're not fasting, right? He's gotten an afkamina for 30 years. Now you're going to say don't give it. First of all, it's not nice. Second of all, it causes a big machlekes. So what I want to bring out here is five different nafkaminas as it goes to the nature of the chiv of laning on a Yom Kippur. What is the nature of the chiv of Kriyas HaTorah? Like a lamdin. Just like we discussed the other day, what's the nature of the mitzvah of eating on a Yom Kippur? Remember we said that? That was also Rabbi Kiveyu. Is it a chana for the fast or is it a separate Yom Tiv? But this is what we're bringing out today, Lamaisa, in this chiv. Okay? There's a lot of other dinim we got to get to, Lamaisa. Tomorrow we're going to go fight with the Taisus. Okay, we got to also start doing more halachas too, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And we also have to get into Sukkot as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody have a wonderful day. Tomorrow we go fight the Taisus. Okay, good. And if you missed yesterday, please try to listen to the tape. Johnny, I think, put up on the computer. Be well. Good day.